Chapter 12. Martin was awake before dawn. He fed the fire and sat by it. Skipper came and sat with him.
Now then, messmate, you've got a face on you like a wet water beetle's grandad. Why so worried?
Martin smiled half-heartedly.
Oh, it's listening to those stories that the crew were telling about the Gloomer, I suppose. It's all my fault for coming here and causing trouble for you, Skipper.
The big otter gave Martin a hearty clap on the back that nearly sent him head over tail.
Ha ha! Bless your little heart, me old warrior. You don't want to listen to that scuttlebutt. What was that? Was that all you was afeard of? You come with me, and I'll introduce you to our Stormfin.
Stormfin?
Aye, Stormfin, matey. Come here to the back of the cave.
In the darkness of the cavern recess, Skipper showed Martin a sluice gate which blocked the canal across its middle. There were narrow spaces in the gate, allowing the water to flow through, as one side was a hollow log. Skipper picked up a cudgel and passed it to Martin.
Listen, mate, that big pussycat may have a Gloomer, but us otters got a storm fin. You start thumping that there log, and I'll raise the sluice gate. Stay clear of the water's edge, though.
Mystified, Martin began banging the log. The eerie sounds bounced off the cavern walls as Skipper raised the gate clear of the water. The otter nodded sagely.
That'll warn anyone who's in the water to get out. Stormfin's coming. Watch the canal now, and don't forget to stay clear.
Far back in the darkness, something was beginning to come forward. A smooth wave rose. It slopped over the sides as the water was pushed along by some tremendous force. Martin was about to question Skipper when the otter lowered the gate slightly, and the water began roiling and bubbling. A long shape, like a section of tree trunk, smooth with a many-spiked dorsal fin, emerged. Martin gasped and jumped back.
That's Stormfin!
Aye, this is Stormfin, matey. Me and my brother trapped him long ago.
Skipper leaned forward and patted the giant pike's fin, causing it to lash its tail. The water boiled into a white foam as the otter leapt back laughing.
Ho, ho, ho! Take a look, Martin. You wouldn't like to cross that cove's path if you was out of swimming, now would you?
Martin leaned forward. He saw the powerful bony head with its muddy eyes and long hooking underjaw. The mouth opened slightly. He had never seen so many teeth in one mouth, though a row upon row of jagged, backward-curving rippers, needle-sharp and milky white. Stormfin seemed to be smiling in anticipation. With a flick of his mighty silver and black-banded bulk, he butted his head against the lowered sluice gate, anxious to be freed into open water. Skipper stood with both paws on the gate lever.
Right then, you old buccaneer. Don't eat him too quick now. You'll make yourself sick.
Martin helped Skipper to weigh down upon the lever. The sluice gate lifted. Stormfin rushed through, creating a miniature tidal wave as he travelled. Skipper left the gate open.
He'll be back in a few days. We coax him in with tidbits. Pity there ain't more'n one Gloomer. That pike has a terrible appetite.
Panting and rasping, the Gloomer dragged on the leads. The trio looked towards Sarmina as they dug their paws into the turf and were dragged helplessly toward the River Moss. Fortunata began to panic.
Milady, quick, give the word, or it'll have us in the water.
Sarmina extended her paws and raised them as if starting a race.
Right, you three. When I let my paws drop, then you've got...
Too late. Gloomer snapped the lead Fortunata was holding, and the two guards were pulled over on their faces. Immediately, they let their leads go. Gloomer splashed noisily into the water. The monster water rat swam about in slow circles, scenting and feeling vibrations in the river currents. Without warning, it dived, heading in the direction of Camp Willow. The soldiers of Kertir ran alongside the bank, following Gloomer's progress and shouting excitedly,
"Look, he's after something! Hey, Gloomer, eat an otter for me!"
"Don't eat them! Kill them all, Gloomer! Rip them to bits!"
A ferret who had run ahead of the rest called back to his comrades.
"Something's coming! I think it's the otters! No, wait! It's a big fish of some sort!"
Swift chevrons of water rippled out to both sides of the bank as Stormfin sped downstream like a great arrow. Gloomer thrashed the water as he swam upstream, feeling his prey getting near. Closer and closer the leviathans came to each other. Gloomer lifted his snout clear of the water, sucking in a huge gasp of air. He submerged again and waited, facing the oncoming foe, mouth slightly agape, claws at the ready. Stormfin looked as if he was smiling, the underslung jaw clamped shut, pointing at his adversary like a battering ram. He piled on extra speed, drew his fins in tight, and came at Gloomer like an arrow from a bow. The onlookers on the bank saw a spout of water shoot high like a geyser as the combatants crashed together. Gloomer had the breath driven from him as Stormfin struck his ribs. Disregarding the pain, the rat sought the pike with his teeth, feeling his heavy claws rake searingly through its scales. With the madness of battle upon him, Stormfin rose clear of the river, swishing his tail in a mighty leap. Twisting in mid-air, he launched himself back into the water like a downward torpedo. With gaping teeth, Gloomer was waiting. He pushed his head clear of the river, sucked in a quick breath, and locked jaws with the descending pike. The surface boiled in a welter of cascading water, shimmering scales and ragged fur, the whole scene streaked with blood. They snapped and bit at each other, locking jaws, rolling over and over, now letting go, now seeking another hold, contorting madly. Gloomer had the pike by the tail. He chewed voraciously. Pain seared through the big fish, but Stormfin had his enemy by the stomach and ripped viciously. Salmina dashed up and down the bank with a spear at the ready. She could not throw it for fear of hitting a destroyer. Mud boiled up from the bottom to mix with the flotsam of combat. Silver scales and grey-black fur became indistinguishable in the melee. Now Gloomer had latched his claws into Stormfin's side and bitten deep into the pike's dorsal fin. Stormfin thwacked away at Gloomer's injured side with his heavy tail like a stout paddle. He had severed Gloomer's tail and was tearing ferociously at the rat's hind quarters. The need for breath forced Gloomer to relinquish his hold momentarily, and Stormfin slid off like a wraith. Following the current, Gloomer surfaced and gulped in several grateful breaths. Dementedly, Salmina shouted from the bank,
"Gloomer's won! Where's the pike? Is it dead?"
Fortunata was caught up in the excitement.
"It must be, milady. Nothing could stand against the Gloomer for long."
The soldiers raised a ragged cheer. It was immediately stifled as Stormfin came back to the attack. Driving low, hard and fast, the big pike crashed into Gloomer with staggering force, catching him unawares. The huge rat had the breath smashed from his lungs as he was battered swiftly up against the far bank. Falling back into the water, he swallowed liquid instead of air. Still lashing out with tooth and claw, Gloomer was unconsciously inflicting injuries on the pike, but the damage was done. Stormfin knew every inch of his river. He slid into a deep pit beneath the bank and attacked the rat's soft underbelly with the mad power of one who feels victory in sight. Gloomer scratched blindly at the rock either side of the underwater hole, missing his adversary's head completely. Baffled, he tried to turn away. Stormfin's jaws clamped tight on Gloomer's back legs. The monster pike backed water as he dragged the rat backward down the pit with him. The watchers on the bank saw Gloomer's front claws emerge wildly from the water, grasping at thin air before they vanished beneath the surface. The destroyer from Kateer was beaten. Stormfin had finally won. Salmina shot several arrows into the area where the pike had pulled the rat down. The soldiers stood about on the bank, shuffling awkwardly and fidgeting. A sense of foreboding hung over them after the defeat of Gloomer. Fortunata tried to stroll casually out of sight, knowing the Wildcat Queen would be looking for a scapegoat to vent her wrath upon.
"Get back here, fox. Don't try to slink away."
Holding out her paw, the Wildcat Queen snapped at a stoat close by.
"Give me your spear."
Keeping her eyes fixed on the quaking vixen, Salmina accepted the spear. She swung it round until the point was at Fortunata's throat.
"So, nothing could stand against the Gloomer, eh, fox?"
The terrified fox could think of nothing to say. She merely gulped. Salmina swung the spear away and dipped it into the river. She fished about for a moment, then whipped the point out of the water. Looped over the spear point was the collar once worn by the Gloomer. Salmina hurled the weapon. It whizzed past Fortunata and buried itself in an ash trunk, quivering with bright droplets of water shaking from it. From somewhere along the river came the deep barking laugh of an otter. The wildcat's cloak swirled about her as she tore the spear from the tree and ran to the water's edge, brandishing it.
"Laugh! Yes, laugh all you like, but stay hidden while you value your miserable lives. I am Salmina, Queen of the Thousand Eyes. Before I am finished with Mossflower, every creature who defies me will wish that its mother had never given birth to it. The crying and the dying will be loud and long. Now let me hear you laugh at that.
As Salmina finished her speech, Fortunata leaped forward. The vixen was thinking of ingratiating herself with the queen by adding a few words to the speech.
Thus speaks the mighty Zarmina, ruler of all Mosfla.
As Brog turned from the river's edge, he collided with the leaping fox. Their heads clashed painfully. The weasel staggered back a step and trod on the hem of the vixen's cloak. They tripped, landing ungraciously in the mud of the shallows. The otter's laughter was mingled with the chuckling of squirrels.